Hey, Lucas Barfield here, and you're back on the record right here on Tacoma's radio station, Radio Tacoma. You can find us at Radio Tacoma on Facebook, so get on over there and give us a like. We also meet at the bridge, second and fourth Mondays of the month, and come on out and talk to us about getting the show going. So thanks for tuning in. We're going to do a show today a little bit different than usual. The past couple shows we've done have been topical. This one is topical, but it's sort of on a current event, which is the election. So real quick, I'm going to talk about what happened, why did the Democrats lose the election, and then talk a little bit about who I voted for and why, and then I want to talk about the protesters for a minute. So first of all, you know, what happened? What happened with the Democrats? Why did they lose the election to someone like Donald Trump, who everybody says came out of nowhere? I frankly was saying Donald Trump was going to win the election about 6 months ago, just for the fact he was just saying all the right things. I know what a lot of people want to hear, and Donald Trump was saying it. And but there's two big reasons why I think that the Democrats lost. And unfortunately, neither one of them really have anything to do with something they did or didn't do. And the first one is what's called the caucus room conspiracy. And not a lot of people know about this, or if they do, they don't really get the implication of it. So on January 20th, 2008, the day Obama was inaugurated, a group of 14 Republicans went to the caucus room restaurant. This included Newt Gingrich, Paul Ryan, you can look it up, it was 14 of them, a whole gang of them. And they got together and they signed basically a blood oath. And they said, okay, we are not going to work with Obama on any issue, no matter what it is. And apparently there was a debate between Jim DeMint and another fella that said, okay, well, maybe we want to work with him on the things that we agree with and we want. And Jim DeMint, being from South Carolina, said, no, we cannot let the black guy have success. And so these guys conspired together. And for 8 years, literally did not work on one thing that Obama proposed. And everybody kept going around, oh, Obama's America is so horrible, it's so horrible, it's such a bad thing. Well, if you think back, Obama didn't pass a law since Obamacare. And then there was the Russian nuke deal, and then there was like one or two other things that got through, some budgets and all this other stuff. But he did not pass any laws, so nothing going on in America right now really has anything to do with something Obama did. It is what the Republican Congress didn't do. They had a record amount of filibusters in the Senate. Nothing was passed. Obama was proposing infrastructure projects all the way through his administration. And now they're out there going, oh, yay, infrastructure. Well, the Democrats have been trying to pass that for 8 years. Yes, Obamacare is not all that great, but hey, it was a Republican idea. So why they wouldn't work with him on that is just baffling. And so they stuck to their blood oath, they stuck to their word, and they did not help the Democrats any all the way through the 8 years. And this is unprecedented. This has never happened in the history of our country where a political party did that. And it all started on January 20th. And Americans just don't know this because of our terrible schools, that the Congress controls the country, basically. The president is the executive. He just signs the paper and says, here you go, implement the law. The Congress makes the law. You can't spend money in the United States unless the Congress says so. The Republicans have controlled the Congress since 2010. So if you're looking around going, oh, everything's horrible, this is so bad, it's not the Democrats. It was the Republicans, and they're blocking this for 8 years, did it. Now, that the Democrats, were they great? No. They, of course, went a lot of neoliberal. They tried to go, they wanted to be Republican-like, so they lost a lot of their base. So the Democrats have some to blame in this. But basically, the Republicans ruined the country to make Obama look bad. Literally, that's what happened. And they did it, frankly, I think, because a lot of them are racists. Jim DeMint, you can't tell me. He's from South Carolina, old school South Carolina. You cannot tell me Jim DeMint is not racist. I'm from Alabama. I know what goes on. I know what white folks down south talk about. I've been there. I grew up with it. And then a lot of it just had to do with they just wanted to make the Democrats look bad and win the election of 2016, which they did. Now, their plot got foiled because they didn't want Donald Trump to get it. They wanted Jeb Bush to get it. So in a way, they kind of got what they deserved because their plot was foiled. Because all the insiders didn't get it. Donald Trump came in and took it from them. They primed the pump with all the nonsense and the socialists and all that garbage. And Donald Trump took advantage of the 8 years of brainwashing, basically, and 30 years of right-wing radio, and 30 years of liberals are bad all over. You can drive from California to New York and not pick up a progressive radio station with an opposing view of right-wing. So this is what happened, and they won the election 2016. Now the next one is Citizens United. Now, Citizens United is the law that says money is speech, and so the more money you have, the bigger mouth you can have. The larger your voice can be, the more money you have is basically what Citizens United says. And we have tape out there of the head of CBS saying Donald Trump is not good for the country, but he is good for CBS. In other words, he is good for ratings. In other words, we will play hours upon hours of the train wreck that is Donald Trump, just because we know people will tune in. And guess what? When people tune in, advertisers buy and advertise and they make money. And all those billions of dollars that we're getting spent on all these campaigns, where does it go? Straight to the media. And so the media played this with the Citizens United just to make money, and it worked. They played Donald Trump wall to wall all the way through the election. And up until about June, I think they all thought it was a joke. Oh, well, look at Donald Trump, ha 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 ha. But it's not a joke. It's very serious. And you could tell it was serious. Right around that time, I said, okay, Donald Trump's going to win. And so Citizens United is the second big reason I think they contributed to this. And by the way, there is a thing out there, movetoamend.org, to sign to start to get rid of, try to roll back Citizens United, and the only way they're going to do that is with a constitutional amendment. Now, those are the two really big reasons that the Democrats lost. I think anybody running against Trump would have had a hard time just for those two reasons. Now, the next one is just frankly the candidate. I mean, Hillary, public service for 30 years, great. First woman to make it as high as she did, that's wonderful. So glad. It would have been nice to have the first woman president, but she just got a little too, her rank made her think that she could do and say whatever she wanted to. She was getting in front of Congress saying things like, "Oh, well, I didn't know that I couldn't have an email server in my basement." That's not true. You are the president's wife, you're the first lady, you're the secretary of state. You can figure this out. And so she was just a bad candidate. She was a damaged candidate. And a lot of that's not her fault, because the Republicans, again, have been beating up on the Clintons for all this time because they knew they were dangerous. So the candidate could have been better. Let's talk about the DNC. The DNC conspired with Hillary to basically keep Bernie out of the presidency. And I listened to Bernie way before he ran for president, and he said the whole time that he was going to run to win. The media kept saying, oh no, he's just there to pull Hillary to the left. No, Bernie was in it to win it. And he could have won if the DNC wouldn't have done some shady dealings in different elections. There's a lot of accusations of election fraud, and there was just a lot of things happened that we just think people, a lot of people think Bernie probably should have won it. He got like 3% of the vote in Mississippi. And why was that? It's just nobody knew about him. And the Democrats were certainly not going to tell anybody because Hillary was lined up to take it. And I mean, that's how politics work. You serve your time, you're next in line. But it came back to haunt him. It came back to bite him. And so you can't rig elections, and you can't work behind the scenes to undermine your candidate, your opponent, and then expect to win. I mean, cheating might win sometimes, but it's not going to get you every time. And so the next thing we'll talk about is who I voted for. And I voted for the third party Green Party candidate, Jill Stein. And I wasn't excited about voting for Jill Stein. There's some people I know wrote in Bernie. But I didn't want to vote for Hillary. Just for the fact, you know, the way I see this is, you know, we need to hold politicians accountable. And the only way we have to do that is through our vote. And I didn't think Hillary was somebody that I wanted to give a pass on all the things she did. And I don't like Bill Clinton. I don't, for a lot of different reasons. So, you know, I didn't feel like she was somebody I could vote for or support. Now, I've said this and I'll say it again. If I lived in Florida or Ohio or a battleground state, I probably would have been more likely to vote for Hillary. But since I live in Washington, Hillary won Seattle by 87%. So it's really a safe vote here, a vote in third party. And maybe I did wouldn't have if I lived in Ohio or Florida, because again, I didn't really like the candidate Hillary. She's neoliberal. She's basically a 1980s Republican. So I didn't want to vote for her, and I certainly wasn't going to vote for Trump. No way. Trump's a disaster. Trump, the one thing people want to look up Trump that kind of sealed the deal for me, I mean, I knew Donald Trump was scum and no good all the way back in the 1980s. I mean, this is not a new thing in my consciousness that Donald Trump is not somebody I want to associate myself with. Look up the Central Park 5 and see what he did with that. Also look what happened in Scotland, what Donald Trump did in Scotland. I mean, it's just horrible what he did to the people over there in Scotland and his golf course over there. So I wasn't going to vote for Trump. And so in order to try to hold the Democrats accountable, I did a protest vote, third party. And Jill Stein, I agree with a lot of her, most of her issues. I did like some of her activist work. But it was a protest vote. I'm not going to plan on joining the Green Party or anything. I still would like to vote for Democrats mostly. We'll see how it goes. I did vote mostly Democrat ticket all the way down. I skipped the treasurer's race because there was two Republicans running, and I won't vote for Republicans at this time because I see what they'll do to government, and I certainly don't wasn't going to vote for one of the treasurers. I didn't vote for Sound Transit 3, the big rail, $54 billion rail thing they're trying to get going here in the area, and I'm visually impaired, so I will benefit from mass transit. But you know, until you the richest man in the world lives 50 miles from here, Bill Gates. Until you raise the taxes on him here in Washington, I'm not going to vote to raise my taxes. No way. I mean, Amazon, the biggest retailer in the world, is based in Seattle. You're not going to raise his tax. Jeff Bezos can't chip in to build the train. Bill Gates can't chip in a little more to build the train. I mean, think about this. More than likely, my taxes and Bill Gates' taxes are going to go up the same amount, same percentage amount, not the same amount, but the same percentage. Both of our taxes will go up the same percentage to build this train, and I'm disabled and on disability, and I'm not just the only one. It makes no sense, and it's pricing people out of homes. And I could go on and on about this, but I voted no on Sound Transit. I mean, Washington. I mean, talk about drain the swamp. Need to drain the swamp down in Olympia. I know Democrats and liberals probably don't want to hear me using that term, but I mean, Washington has it real bad here. It's sort of an insider game going on, and the people. We're just about taxed out. Pierce County didn't vote for the Sound Transit 3. I mean, we're just about tapped out over here in Pierce County. So that's who I voted for and why. I mean, we have to hold politicians accountable. I'm hoping that the Trump people will hold Trump accountable. And if he doesn't follow through what he does, vote him out. Just so they don't get to get up and just say nonsense things like, "Oh, well, I didn't know you couldn't put a server in my basement." Oh, sure. Or just say nonsense things like, "Oh, I'm gonna build a wall all the way across Texas." Okay, I mean, it's just nonsense. And people need to hold Trump accountable when he doesn't do it. So we're going to close the show and talk about the protests real quick. Since we're just talking about the whole election in general. I have seen a lot of people, friends of mine from mostly the South, so I'm guessing they're Republican or voted for Trump, but just saying, stop the protest. Enough with the protest. If you're a protest, you're a loser. And then using the old cupcake and all these, butt hurt and all these little flowery terms, what people say for wussy people and all these different things. But, I challenge anybody who would talk like that to actually go to a protest. I mean, it takes a bit of nerve and a bit of courage to go out there and stand up for something that you believe in. Because you're out there in front of everybody. The camera's on you. You are in public taking a stand. So, first of all the people naysaying on the protest, I would challenge you to actually take it upon yourself to take the time out of your day and actually go stand up for something. Not on Facebook, in person, out on the street. Whatever it is. If you're pro guns, go find a pro gun rally and protest. Let's see if you do it. Let's just see. And then the next thing is, the United States was founded on protest. The Boston Tea Party was a protest against a tax, actually a corporate tax break for the East Indian Company. So that was a protest, and it was actually a violent protest. They destroyed over $1 million in tea. So it was an act of civil disobedience. The Revolutionary War, people could argue, is the elite against the elite, nonetheless. English were probably a little more elite than we were. We pushed off the oppressors there and became our own oppressors, which we already were. Then from there, it was just I mean, this isn't taught a lot in history books, apparently, but there were slave insurrections all the way through. The imprisoned Africans were not just sitting still, letting people use them for labor. They were fighting back. They were protesting. So, and then all the way up through the 1800s, you had protests towards the end of the 1800s, massive protests. All the way up through the early 1900s, you have protests with police rounding up people, shooting them. You got the mine massacre over there in Colorado, where the militia came and just slaughtered a bunch of Union people. So, I mean, protests are just a part of the fabric of America. And then after 08, people were like, oh, well, after Obama, we just came together and bought. No way. No way. The whole Tea Party came out. Well, first started by Ron Paul and then co-opted by the Heritage Foundation, and then here came the Tea Party. But that whole thing was anti-Obama all the way up through. And it's just easy Google search, you can find it. The people were protesting against Obama all the way through. Oh, well, they weren't violent. Well, I don't know. Showing up to certain places with an AR-15, that is a bit violent. That is a bit out of the norm. So, and there's gun protests all the time. There's civil disobedience here in Washington all the time. People walking into Starbucks or here and there with their guns and all their stuff. So the Republicans are always doing protests. In 2012, we had the, I don't even remember how many states it was, but it was the whitehouse.gov petition that just kind of went viral, where there was thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people signing these, we want to secede from the Union things after Obama was elected in 2012. I mean, literally saying, hey, we want to leave the country because we have this president. People were saying that about Trump too. Fine. But it's both sides protest, and good for them. Good for the Tea Party to get out there protesting. Way to go. And so, get out and protest. It's a good thing. It'll make you feel good. And you won't be sitting on the computer going, oh, protesters, come on. You have to stand up for something. And you can't talk bad about people who actually want to get out there and stand up for things. And then the left, who is out there being violent, smashing windows and stuff, that's not good. That's not good. It's not productive. For me, it's hard for me to post things anti, like, they had the the church over there in D.C. and Maryland was had a big threatening message posted out in front of it. I mean, it's hard for me to be anti that, which I am very much so. Then when you have rioters in Portland burning down cars and stuff, so you know, get out there and protest. Let's be nonviolent, and you know, let's. That's if we protest, that's how the country will come together. I mean, we just get through this time because nobody knows what's going to happen. On Monday, Trump was a disaster. And then on Tuesday night, when he won the election, he still was a disaster. But, and look who he's surrounding himself with. Rance Priebus, Rudy Tooty Giuliani. I mean, it's all the insiders. So it's going to be just more of the same. And who knows what's going to happen when Trump lets down his supporters. So that's the end of the show today. On the Record with Lucas Barfield, heard right here on Radio Tacoma. If you want to follow me, you can go on Facebook and add me, Lucas Barfield. And I'll be doing more of these shows. If you'd like to send me some show suggestions, you can email me at lucasbarfield@gmail.com. The intro music is by Ascension Electronique. So thank you so much for that. And hope everybody has a great time. Till next time we talk. Bye-bye. There's a girl.